Good afternoon. Welcome to the final ISB board meeting of 2020. And we'll start with the topic of maintenance and consistent application. Get the IFRIC update. Who can I give the floor? Is Javed?
No, it's me.
Okay. Go ahead. Hi.
Okay, so Agenda Paper 12 is about supply chain financing and in particular reverse factoring arrangements. The Interpretations Committee decided to finalise an agenda decision on supply chain financing arrangements at its meeting earlier in December. In August this year, the IFRS Foundation published an updated due process handbook. Before an agenda decision is published, paragraph 8.7 of the new handbook requires that the board be asked whether it objects to an agenda decision. The purpose of this meeting is therefore to ask the board that question for the agenda decision supply chain financing arrangements reverse factoring, which is the first agenda decision to be subject to this new requirement. So a copy of the agenda decision approved by the committee is included in Appendix A to the paper. And paragraphs 5 to 9 of the paper include a summary of the comments received on the tentative agenda decision and the committee's discussion in December. Before going on to ask the board whether it objects to the agenda decision, I did want to highlight paragraphs 11 to 13 of the paper. The submission to the committee asked where there are requirements in IFRS standards to account for reverse factoring arrangements. The committee, in responding to that question, concluded that there are requirements and it sets those out in the agenda decision. The committee therefore concluded that the principles and requirements in IFRS standards provide an adequate basis for an entity to determine how to account for reverse factoring arrangements. But during our outreach on this topic, we heard from investors that reverse factoring arrangements are a topic of great interest to them. Some said that there might be a need for some additional requirements that specifically apply to these types of arrangements. Consideration of whether the requirements in IFRS standards meet user needs is not a criterion considered by the committee in deciding whether to publish an agenda decision. The board decides whether it's necessary to add additional requirements to IFRS standards. The committee asked us to flag what investors said in this regard, as well as some ideas for how the board could address those investor comments. And paragraphs 11 to 13 simply inform you that we're going to bring further information about those comments and possible standard setting to address them at a future board meeting. So the committee's response in the agenda decision is a response to the question of whether there are existing requirements in IFRS standards for how an entity accounts for reverse factoring arrangements. So the question for the board is in paragraph 10 of the paper. And that's whether board members object, firstly, to the committee's decision that a standard setting project should not be added to the work plan, and secondly, to the committee's conclusion that the agenda decision does not add or change the requirements in IFRS standard. So I'll hand back over to the board to discuss those.
Okay. So is there anybody who might like to make a comment who objects or would otherwise want to make a comment? I see that that is not the case. Oh, Zach, yes, please.
Yeah, so I had a good time reviewing the agenda decision and spent a great deal of time on it because this is certainly an issue where I've heard significant feedback on this being a top priority for users. And so I think I'm not gonna voice an objection to the agenda decision. I think it covers the current accounting for supply chain finance. I do want to highlight, though, a couple things that were in the agenda decision and the supporting materials that I think highlight why further work on this area may be necessary. The first is I think there's a serious materiality issue. The report that began this indicated that although more than 50% of companies are using supply chain finance arrangements, less than 5% are disclosing them. And secondly, when they are, there's a question of whether the disclosures of those are adequate to make the adjustments that users want to make. And those include adjustments to the balance sheet as well as to the cash flow statement. So in light of those, I would hope that we could spend some time thinking through, and I look forward to the staff bringing that back to the board so that we can assess what needs to be done to provide users the information that they need.
Okay, Nick?
Yeah, thanks, Hans. I agree that the gender decision doesn't change or add to the requirements in IFRS. But really, just in some respects, to echo Zach, I think there are concerns specifically around the treatment of these items in the cash flow statement. For me personally, I think it's part of a broader issue around the cash flow statement. We know there are other similar transactions that may not, that are economically equivalent to cash flows, but now bypass the cash flow statement. And I think this is really an issue of urgent attention. So, I support the views of the committee in that respect. I don't object to the decision today, but I think it does shine a light on further work that needs to be done in respect of the cash flow statement.
All right. Any other comments? No, that's not the case. So no objection to this agenda decision is the conclusion. Greg, is there anything else you would like to bring?
No, that was it. Thank you.
So that should work from a due process perspective, the fact that nobody objected, we could note that that sort of is negative assurance, if you like. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Then we move to the review of the IFRS SME standard. Who can I give the floor to?
I am trying to get the team. This last meeting went a little quicker than we were expecting, so just give me 1 minute here to catch a team.